Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network. Be amazed.
Welcome to Jabberwocky Audio Theater.
The following audio theater is rated ADG for general audiences.
In the distant reaches of space, a lone ship plunges deep into the unknown. Her crew?
Reg McCorum, ship's captain.
Granier Kachowa, pilot.
Shen Enling, ship's doctor.
Gormar, engineer.
Aiden Vosky, mechanic.
On a rescue mission on a distant moon, the crew finds that they may have come too late. Jabberwocky Audio Theater presents Rogue Tiger. Tonight's episode, Lost and Found, Part 5.
Well, I'll give you this, 651. Even wrecked, this is a pretty spacious and cozy shuttle.
Indeed, Doctor. It was meant to be able to serve as a lifeboat for an extended period.
I don't doubt it. Too bad you all couldn't have found a more hospitable moon.
If there's another member of the crew left, where are they?
She may be injured. Doctor, let's check the compartment to the rear.
Are we sure there aren't any of the creatures in here?
You're the one with the scanner, Aiden. Relax. Okay, let's see what we have here. Hello?
Ayo! You won't take me alive, Shinwei scum.
Ah, don't worry.
Gao Shengme Dongchima. What are you saying? Stay back!
We're staying back.
Who are you? You don't look Shinwei.
I'm not. She's not. At least, I don't think she is. We're here to help.
What do you mean?
We're here to rescue you. Ugh.
Rescue? How dare you sneak up on my person? Do you realize I've been waiting for rescue for over 10 solar days? This is an outrage.
An outrage is a doctor needing medical treatment herself.
Your Highness, are you all right?
Tinker? Is that you?
Your Highness?
Tinker?
These persons are serving our house. We arrived as fast as we could.
Oh, Tinker. I never thought I would see you again. I never thought... I'm so scared. We crashed. And we were all right. But then the things came, and I lost Babak, and I lost Kiran, and I tried to fight, but there were so many, and I thought I was gonna die here alone, and I just thought...
It's okay. It's going to be okay. We're going to...
You do not have permission to touch the princess.
Okay. No touch. Got it.
Tinker. Release him.
Sorry.
You must be kept safe, Your Highness.
It would help if we didn't get maimed in the process, 651. Or are you Tinker?
You have permission to touch the princess, Doctor.
Joy.
Princess, this is Dr. Shen Enling. She is from the ship we recruited to rescue you.
Doctor, I am sorry if I've injured you. We suspected a Shinwei plot, and you look, well, rather like their commandos.
I suppose I'll take that as a compliment.
And you, Armsman. Tinker meant no harm. We thank you for your service, but why have you no blaster?
I'm not an armsman, m'lady. I mean, Your Highness, I'm just here to help.
This is Aiden Vosky, Your Highness. He is a mechanic from the ship we recruited.
A mechanic? What manner of ship is here?
It is a freighter, Your Highness. The best we could do on short notice.
Don't let Granya or the captain hear you say that, Tinker.
That is not my designation.
I beg to differ.
Forgive me, 651. This robot has served me since childhood, Doctor. I could not say Tekkermarafen when I was little, so I called him Tinker.
It is a special designation, Your Highness.
And am I safe in assuming that your designation should be Princess Nalini Alzamin?
How did you...
Oh, I'm no Shinwei commando, your highness. But I do know the royal families of the great houses. I begin to understand all the secrecy, Tinker. I wouldn't trust us either.
You're a real princess?
Have you met fake ones?
No.
Oh, God.
Well, we should go to your ship.
That might take some doing. Enling to Tiger, over.
Tiger here. How are you doing, Enling?
A few bruises, but otherwise okay. We're in the wrecked shuttle and we have a VIP who's ready to leave this moon. How are the repairs coming along?
Repairs?
We encountered damaging storms on the way down, Your Highness.
Your Highness?
We should be ready to lift off shortly. How long will it take you to get back?
Maybe they better come to us.
What is it?
The beasties are back.
Were you not watching the scanner?
Getting choked distracts me.
Shh! Tiger, did you get that?
Yes. Are these the mysterious beasts?
The very dangerous beasts, yes.
Tormar, get the engine started. Enling, can you get to the skimmer?
We're about to find out.
If you can't, hang tight. We'll be there as soon as we can. Makoram out.
What do we have?
At least a dozen of those things. I don't know how they move so fast.
How close?
Really close.
They can get in here. It was only Kieran who scared them off the last time. And he paid for it with his life.
At least one creature is at the back of the ship.
Well, there are none near the door yet, but whatever they are, they move fast.
Your Highness, are there any other weapons?
Kieran had the last working blaster.
Can you tell us anything about their behavior?
What do you mean?
We must see if we can reach the skimmer, Doctor.
Agreed.
Your Highness, stay back. Doctor, could you assist?
Right behind you. Aiden, what does the scanner say?
That one on the hall is still there, maybe half a dozen behind it a ways off behind us, and two dozen or more up on the ridge.
Wait a minute. Where on the ridge?
Looks like right where we left the skimmer.
Did you leave your craft running? They're attracted to electromagnetic fields. At least that's what we thought.
See, that would be an example of behavior, Princess.
You were not clear in your question.
Oh, damn.
Your Highness, stay back.
What's happening?
That one on the hall just jumped in front of us.
Aiden Voski, guard the princess. But do not touch her.
Enling, what does it look like?
Oh, it's a predator, all right. Like a Venda Wunjin Burlywog, but with bigger legs for jumping.
How about the teeth?
Just as many teeth.
What is it doing?
It appears to be observing us, Your Highness.
Be careful. They are very cunning, Tinker.
You could have told us that.
I'm telling you now.
Is it moving?
It looks like it's waiting. They're not blaster resistant, are they?
No.
Good.
Enling, two from behind are moving.
Stay back, Doctor.
Enling, are you okay?
Oh yeah. I'm just gonna be a little sick as all. You didn't say your buddy Tinker here could transform his hands into katanas.
They're not katanas. They are simple defense blades.
Oh, well, blades that can slice through wild beasts like butter are katanas in my book.
Where are the remaining animals?
There's still four behind us near the shuttle and that larger group near the skimmer, but they're not moving.
I'll bet they start moving if we try and make a run for it. The way those things jumped in from behind, they could be on top of any one of us before I got a shut off.
And I fear there are too many for me to effectively fight off, Your Highness.
But we cannot hold them off in here.
Enling, Aiden, talk to me.
We're happy to hear from you. You're overhead?
Yeah, but I don't like what I see. There are three dead beasts in front of the shuttle and a whole lot of angry live ones around it.
We were just judging our options.
Well, let's see if we can give you a new one. Cover your ears.
What?
Trust me, it's going to be loud.
Genius. They're using collision alarm and countermeasures to frighten the creatures.
Just tell us when it's over, okay?
Okay. That seems to have driven them off. You all ready?
Hold on, I had some loose teeth that fell out.
Your Highness, do we need to get anything from the shuttle?
No, it is secure.
All right, if you can make it, I want you to get to the skimmer and fly up here. Tormar will be waiting in the cargo bay.
You don't want to leave the skimmer?
Oh no, not after all the work I put into it.
Don't think that makes up for losing the spare hull plating.
That wasn't me!
Best hurry, they may not stay scared for long.
Here we go.
Come, Your Highness.
Oh, thank goodness. It doesn't look damaged.
Well, don't speak too soon. What's this on the steering column? Ugh, is this drool?
Sorry, they're regrouping.
I'll check everyone's hearing when we're on board.
I can't believe it. I'd almost given up hope.
I can't imagine the relief. Not to feel hunted anymore.
Yes, Mr. Vosky. I can't thank you all enough. But I fear you are wrong in one way. There are fiercer predators awaiting us in space. Until we return to the safety of the core systems, we will be hunted.
You've been listening to Jabberwocky Audio Theater. Tonight's production, Rogue Tiger, Episode 20, Lost and Found, Part 5 of 5. Produced by Jabberwocky Audio Theater in association with Arlington Independent Media, WERALP 96.7 FM, Arlington, Virginia. Featured in the cast were Yasmin Twizon as Dr. Shen Enling, William R. Coughlin as Tinker, Nick DePinto as Aiden Vosky, Sophia Medley as Princess Nalini, Aaron Goldstein as Grania Kachoa, and Brooks Tegler as Captain Reg McCorum. Recorded at Big Ben Studios by Matt Bostaff. Music composed by John Maestri and arranged by Jason Chimola. Supplemental recording at Tohu Bohu Productions in Burke, Virginia. Dialogue editing by Maurice Malda. Sound effects editing, mastering, and final mixing by William R. Coughlin. Tonight's episode was written and directed by Bjorn Munson. This recording is the property of Team Jabberwocky, LLC, and may not be rebroadcast, retransmitted, or redistributed without express permission from Team J. The underlying content, including the script, story, and characters, remain the exclusive property of their owners and are used with permission. For all the latest episodes and information on Jabberwocky Audio Theater, visit jabberaudio.com. If you're enjoying Rogue Tiger and the other yarns we spin at Jabberwocky Audio Theater, be sure to subscribe and share, and please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/teamjabberwocky for exclusive content and to help us continue to bring you further tales of high adventure and mysterious suspense. Until next time, this is William R. Coughlin saying thanks for listening, and tune in next week when Rogue Tiger returns with Cat and Mouse.
Hast thou slain the Jabberwock?
You're listening to Wednesday Wonders on the Mutual Audio Network, where you can enjoy the wonders of the imagination. And speaking of wonders, everybody wonders why the Bells in the Bat-Free podcast is still plugging along, not only on Friday Follies, but a bunch of times on Sunday Showcase as well. Give Bells in the Bat-Free a listen sometime, and you'll wonder how he gets away with some of that stuff. Rated G, family friendly. Caution, occasional toxic puns.